Now, we've got the phone lines open all morning. We can't stress this enough. At this time when there's confusion and uncertainty and people want to reach out, we are here for you. We're going to keep our lines open, whatever you want to talk about, Melbourne, because we're going to get through this together, remember. Now, we've got Sally on the line who is an emergency nurse. And, Sally, you've called through. How are you going, Sally?
I'm actually really struggling.
Oh, Sal.
I just wanted to call you guys this morning to let you know how much I appreciate you really pushing the message for the community to stay home because it's so, so important. I'm a mum and I've worked in emergency for half my life. And I love it. I have the best job in the whole world. But I'm now scared to go to work because I'm so scared I'm going to take this virus home and my kids are going to go get sick and they're going to die. So can you stay home? Can you please stay home? So that you can protect families like mine, because they're the most important thing in the world to me. And please, just stay home.
Oh, Sally. That is so powerful, and I hope everybody listening heard that. And you're at the front line, Sally. We're listening to politicians at the moment, and they're telling us about having hair appointments for half an hour and to go to shopping centres but don't stand near anyone. Listening to you, and I hope everybody heard that, it's not essential if to go to a shopping centre. It's not essential to get a haircut. Please stay home. Sally, I mean, that could not have been more powerful, your words.
Thanks. So true, like this virus is killing so many people, and you know what, it might not kill you, but it might kill the people you love, and to me those people are my children and they're the most important thing in the world, so stay home.
Well, your strength as a healthcare worker, healthcare workers are the heroes of this entire thing, and we can't thank you enough for the work that you continue to do, Sally.
And Sally, what we'd like to do for you, because you're obviously under a lot of pressure here and I imagine you don't get a chance to get out much, you're too busy looking after people, we want to send you one of our care packs. It's just a little something. It's just all the basic needs for you and your family. We've got toilet paper, hand sanitizer, fruit and veg, just things to keep you going so you don't have to worry about that.
Thanks. That's another thing. The hoarders need to stop because we're doing double shifts in busy emergency departments and we're seeing so many people and then you can't even go to Coles to buy toilet paper. It's getting ridiculous. If everyone just buys what they need, it's going to make life so much easier for everyone.
Sally, she's done more good. I know she's clearly emotional, guys, but as Fief touched on, she's done more good there by selling that message. No one is going to listen to Sally and not do what she just said.
No,
yeah, and I think Coles and Woolworths said yesterday that for nurses, doctors and healthcare workers, they're going to be open at a certain time just for them to shop.
That's a great initiative.
Which is a great initiative.
Check on that, but absolutely. All right, the lines are still open. 131060 is the number. And look, a lot of people are going to have thoughts and feelings at this time. There are resources available, obviously, like Lifeline, 131114, and several other resources. Do we take another call now, or do you want to come back to the break, guys? How are you feeling? Because there's calls coming through. Do we feel like rolling on?
Yeah, okay. Samantha in Mickleham. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Samantha. Good. We've just heard from Sally, who's an emergency nurse. I mean, that is so stressful and heartbreaking. How are you? What are your thoughts on all of this?
I'm a childcare worker, and I bring my daughter to work with me every single day. But I also have a son at home who can no longer go to school because he has cancer, and he is going through treatment. So every day is honestly really scary, and I have so much anxiety going to work.
Samantha, I'm honestly speechless because I can't figure out how to fix that for you. And that is your situation there where you are going to work, which is a childcare centre, exposed to other children. You're taking one of your children with you because that child needs your help. And then you've got another one at home. In that situation, I honestly don't know what to say.
Do you have to? I mean, obviously, everyone needs to put food on the table, and it's been a very difficult time. Is there any option for you to not go to your job, Samantha?
Because that would time no.
Right.
No, I need to be there.
And that's half the problem, isn't it? If they don't go to work, they don't get paid. But if they go to work, they get paid. We just need to get people to stay at home and then be able to access funds that the government apply it because...
It just doesn't seem right that Samantha feels like she has to go to work.
Son. Mentally box you go to work, knowing that you could catch that virus and then your son's at home who can catch it so much easier with cancer.
The most vulnerable.
Yeah,
most
unbelievable.
I know. You honestly, Samantha, what you just posed is something that we want to fix for you, and I honestly at this minute I can't think how to do that for you, but you need to protect your family, you need to protect your kids, and we just wish you well, and we hope, I mean, the least we can do is send you a care pack. Would that in any way help you if we just send you
that
a
would
pack
be
with
amazing.
All the basic needs?
That would be amazing. Thank you so much.
And we just wish you well. You keep your family safe and you do whatever you have to do, okay, Sam?
Thank you. You're absolutely beautiful. You make my day.
Good on you, Sam. And we just...
Sammy.
I want to thank the companies as well who've helped us put these care packs together. Dex's cleaning and supplies have been fantastic, especially with the toilet paper. Amazing. Coles have helped with vouchers, so thank you, Coles. Emma and Tom's, Dandenong Market, Remedy Kombucha have stepped up to the plate as well. So lots of companies helping us out with this. It's 12 to 7.